I work with a lot of people that are going through grief and sadness because they've had a recent loss. And sometimes they have a loss a couple of years back and they just haven't been able to process through it. Look, if you've lost a pet, which is a family member to me, right? If you've lost a pet, if you've lost a loved one, if you've had a breakup or there's been a major change in your life, like you've lost a job, loss is critical in our lives. It's like one moment we're here and then the next, boom, major change. And if you don't stop and process through that loss, deal with it powerfully, grieve and cry and journal and talk, and I mean talk, 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 and talk, 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 share the grief with somebody. It will linger. It will stick around for a long time. Sometimes, grief takes 20, 30 years. It may never go away, especially if you've lost a child. That is probably one of the worst losses anyone can ever go through, is losing a child. Even a fur baby, I'll consider like a child, because that is an innocent that love is unconditional love for us. So if you're going through some grief that you haven't been able to pull through, you need to figure out how to share the burden with somebody, whether it's a best friend, whether it's a counselor, whether it's me. You want to lean into that. And unfortunately, it's going to take some work to really process through that pain. I have people write a letter to their dearly departed, even if it's a pet. And I have them just say everything they want to say that they couldn't say, they won't ever be able to say again. Just to get that emotional connection up in their mind and process through and out of their heart, right? When you're done writing that letter, and it might take 10 pages, it might take a year to write, I don't know, but it takes a long time sometimes. After you've wrote that out, then you say, "Dear me." And what would they say back to your letter? How would they respond to that? That's critical to kind of close that loop. Look, you're not ready for them to be gone. You didn't want them to leave. You weren't ready for them to die or break up with you or fire you, whatever happened. Whatever happened that kind of put you out of their life, out of that experience, you weren't ready for that. So you have to kind of process through that and get yourself around that and powerfully deal with that. Once you powerfully deal with that, you can kind of move past the grief, past the pain. It's best if you can share with someone else to kind of take that pressure off you that is a committed listener. They don't give you opinions. They just listen. They just say, "Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me all about that. What else? What else?" That's the kind of coaching you need on this, is just someone to listen 100%. And when you feel like you've been heard and validated, there is a lift. It's like emotional air. It's like when you can share with someone and they really do get the grief. There's a process that tribal communities used to do. It's called, I think it's called travailing. And basically the women would wail and scream and cry. And that was to help lift the burden of pain off of a mother who lost a child or a mother who lost a spouse, et cetera. But it's actually, they would grieve and they would carry the burden of grief for you and with you. So if you're going through some grief, you need to talk. You need to be able to share that pain with somebody so you're not so alone. Give yourself the emotional air you deserve. You can reach me at healwithcamille.com, H-E-A-L with W-I-T-H, Camille, K-I-M-I-L-E.com. I'd love to hear.